Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, in God's News Behind the News, there was a graduation that took place in Texas, and the valedictorian was giving a speech. And would you believe, fellas, in the middle of his speech, they had the nerve to cut his mic off.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, listen, a valedictorian, I mean, look, I was just happy to be graduating when I went to my graduation. This is a valedictorian.
I know that's right.
This is the person who had the highest GPA amongst all the classmates. I mean, in this case, it's a dude, a guy, right? Could have, other places is girls and guys, whoever in their school. But this is the main dude. He got the highest GPA, and he's speaking on behalf of parents and speaking on behalf of his fellow classmates and those that come to celebrate as they're doing all over the country right now. This is graduation time.
All right.
This is high school graduation. Now, you're going to be interested. I mean, listen, there's some things that you should cut out of speech. You want me to find out why they cut his speech out? Listen up.
Texas valedictorian speech is silenced. School officials cut his microphone last night before he was finished with his address. CBS 11's Arzo Dos is live at Joshua High School with a decision that's igniting debate. Arzo?
Well, Shari, graduates have been stopping by the high school all day to pick up their diplomas, and many are still talking about what happened here last night. They say they thought the valedictorian's mic was turned off because he mentioned God. But then again, they say other speakers did the exact same thing.
I'm honored to stand before you today as the valedictorian of 2013.
It started off like any other graduation speech.
Most of you have never heard me speak, much less smile on your face.
Joshua High's valedictorian, Remington Reimer, thanks his parents, teachers, and classmates. Then he talks about his faith and God and his constitutional right to talk about such topics. He then says this.
Today I was threatened to have my mic turned off.
There it is, he turned off his mic.
And right then, the mic was indeed turned off. Reimer continued with his speech. But not everyone heard it.
People thought he was done, so they clapped.
The district approves all speeches, and some students told me Reimer went with a copy of one that hadn't been approved.
He sent in a prior speech before that, and they threw it away, so he worked into that. He wasn't going to let them tell him what to say, what not to say.
So what does the district have to say about all of this? Well, nothing to us. They won't even do an on-camera interview, won't even give us a statement. They did refer us to their website, which talks about their policy, which the superintendent says they have been following and they followed. Meantime, the family is also not commenting. Live in Joshua, Arzo Dost, CBS 11 News.
They've apologized. Listen, of all the things that kids could be saying today, of all the foolishness that we have seen young people and some adults can do.
And we've seen
and
some.
Have done. You know what I'm saying? I mean, why would you cut that out? Why would you cut that out? I mean, it's a young person who's trying to achieve and do something well.
I mean, of all things.
Of all things. I mean, the person's out up there cutting up, acting like a fool. They're not acting in a foolery. They're not there using bad language. They're not out there, making a mockery of the school, of the classmates. Doing something good. We're celebrating, and my goodness, if the young person wants to give credit to Jesus. I mean, it's amazing where we're becoming so politically correct in this country. It's like you can't bring up Jesus, but you can bring up every other religion, every other person on the face of the earth. But as soon as you say the name Jesus, we're going to cut the mic off. And I'm telling you, it's time for believers to, people in general, have some backbone. I mean, school officials, I mean, cut everything off. I mean, come on now, because somebody's going to complain. There's a lot of other things I would, people complain about. I wouldn't be worried about that.
Yeah, no, isn't that ridiculous?
I mean, a speech. So I want to applaud this young man for having the boldness in front amongst his peers. Amongst his peers, listen, I mean, sometimes it's hard just for adults to carry their Bible with them, you know what I'm saying? And to see this young person in high school who's willing to stand bold from the Lord and come on out there and say, listen, hey, I'm going to tell you why I did well, or and just start mentioning Jesus, and to have his mic turned off. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Mm-hmm. Really? Really? Let's applaud and get behind the young people, especially when they're doing something well, and especially when they're bringing up the name of Jesus.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.